talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. We're talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. Boxing. Just absolutely boxing.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Just Absolutely Boxing Podcast. This is episode 29. My name is Ant. I'm with my partner, P.
What's up, Barry?
What's going on, man? Hey, today we're doing something a little bit different, man. It's a necessity this time because, I mean, we snowed in, man.
Yeah, it's we finally got hit with a nice piece of snow. Well, I know I did this time, man, in my area. So, yeah, it's we kind of snowed in today. So
I know, man. I think we got maybe like four to six inches out here. It just stopped like a couple hours ago, like right before you called me, man. Like right before the first time you had hit me up,
yeah,
told me to hit you up. It was like, 4 to 5 inches in, and they said it was supposed to stop at like 6. So
yeah,
it's a real one.
And I mean, the people got to understand North Carolina is a place that don't usually get a lot of snow. So, you know, it is a big deal for, you know, North Carolina residents. I'm from Baltimore. I'm used to snow, but I ain't been around no snow in a while, man. So I've been chilling.
Should we? Every year we get it, it's never new to me. You know how I be about the cold, man. I just saying, you know, it ain't for me, man. But you know, it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow. But anyways, man, we're 3 days away from the biggest fight of this year so far, Errol Spence versus Lamont Peterson.
Yeah.
We've been meaning to get together and, you know, really talk about this, because the more and more you've been bringing it up to me, P, you just been making me realize how serious this fight is for Spence, man.
Yeah.
And this is really a test for him. Fill the people in on what you told me, man.
I mean, a lot of people might have overlooked this fight in the beginning, man, because we haven't really seen a lot or heard a lot from Spence in a while. He's been out the ring. But when it got announced, I immediately, you know, raised my eyebrows, because it's a fight I never thought of. But once it got made, I thought it was very, very interesting for a lot of different reasons. I mean, Errol Spence is the next up-and-coming superstar. He's humble. You know, he's a good fighter. He's a nice guy, all of that good stuff. But it's still some things that remain to be seen about him, too, man. You know what I mean? To be honest, last year, he hasn't been really active. I know he's been waiting to get in there for Thurman, you know, with Thurman and unify some belts, but you know, with that being said, he hasn't been busy this year. So you factor in the ring rust, you know, you factor in a guy who hasn't really seen an animal like, you know, Peterson before. You gotta realize Peterson he's a little older than these guys, and he's one of the last few guys around who's, you know, caught that tail end of the Timothy Bradleys, you know, the Floyd Mayweather, that era of boxers. You know, some of these new guys, they'll never face the guys that Spence has faced. You know, he's been in there with the Khans, the Matisse's, the Danny Garcia's. I mean, he has a hell of a resume. And I think once you just factor all that in, it makes it stacks up, and it makes an interesting fight for, you know, Saturday. I mean, can Errol Spence come with a game plan that can nullify a guy like Peterson, who can bang, who can box, and who has that type of experience, man? What do you think?
Well, when you bring up all the names on Peterson's resume, that makes me realize that Peterson, he's faced opponents much more closer to Spence than Spence has faced anybody closer to Peterson, makes sense. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think that Peterson definitely, he's faced some, you know, he's definitely faced some big punchers and, you know, some guys that were devastating forces in the game, versus what Errol Spence has faced so far. I think the toughest guy Errol Spence has faced is Kell Brook. And me and you, you know, when we did our breakdown before on that, you were kind of on the fence about that fight too, for good reason, because, you know, Spence, Kell Brook, he's a big, physically strong fighter, but at the same time, the only thing that was really holding him back was that Golovkin fight. You know, he was damaged goods, but
yeah,
even in that fight, Kell Brook, he was making it competitive.
Oh yeah.
And I think the real thing that kept Errol Spence in the game was him being a young, strong, devastating, you know, puncher.
Yeah.
I think that Lamont Peterson, he has a few more tools in his belt than Kell Brook has, that I think can help him, you know, in this fight. Because Kell Brook, I think he's a good fighter, you know, physically, and he does some things well, but he doesn't stay consistent with it. That's why, you know, that's why he got beat up in the Golovkin fight. That's why he got beat up in the Errol Spence fight. But with the Peterson, I think it all comes down to him choosing the right mode he should be in. Like, he just fought the wrong fight, in my opinion. You know, I'm not trying to make excuses, but, you know, he shouldn't have been in the pocket with a puncher. No. What do you think?
Absolutely. And it all comes down to what game plan Peterson brings to the table. Because, I mean, he's up against a formidable opponent. You know, we're not taking nothing away from Errol Spence. But like you said, Peterson has faced pretty much everything that Errol Spence can bring to the table. But Errol Spence hasn't seen the different looks that, you know, Peterson can bring to the table. And it really, you know, boils down to the game plans, and you know what I'm saying? Peterson definitely, yeah, he definitely has to come with a serious game plan and stick to it if he's going to win this fight. You know what I'm saying? We're not saying it's an easy fight. We're just saying that it's a very interesting fight for both guys. You know what I'm saying? It's a big, big test for Spence. And then it'll kind of see where Peterson hangs in the game right now. And, you know, like I said, he's a little older than a lot of these young guys. This fight will kind of let him know, can he still compete on this level with these guys? Or, you know, is his time, you know, coming to an end, I think.
Yeah, I personally don't really think of Lamont Peterson as a shot fighter. You know, I don't see him as a too much of a shot worn fighter. I think, you know, I know that his best days have passed him, but I think he has enough in his tank, you know, physically and mentally to hang with the best of them, because I think his experience level is over most of these guys in the game right now. It's over Thurman, it's over Garcia, because I personally feel he won that Garcia fight. His experience level is over Jeff Horn, any of the belt holders. So I feel like if he's, you know, if he's taking the right mind, really taking the right approach to this, he could be a Hopkins with this. You know, he could be the, hey, I'm the older guy that can, you know, take these guys to school. You know, and granted, I mean, he's crafting the right style right now. So,
and
I think the only thing really going to, what's going to come down to with this Spence fight is he's really going to be battling Spence's his determination, because we know Peterson has better skills. So mm-hmm. He's going to really have to derail his determination in his mental game. You know, he's going to have to make him think twice, because Kell Brook, he could outbox Spence a little bit, but for so much, but it was like he couldn't break his will. You know, Peterson's going to have to break his will. And that's something Kell Brook, he couldn't do.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't think it's going to be easy to do. You know,
it's not.
The thing about Spence is, the thing about Lamont Peterson is he should be a huge star at this point in his career.
Yeah.
But the reason he's not is from inconsistent performances. And at this stage in the game, with nothing but major firepower in a division, he can't really afford to have inconsistent performances. Like Saturday night, and he got to come with his A game.
Exactly.
You got to come with a game Saturday night. And like I say, so do Spence. Spence got to come with his A game. But Peterson definitely got to come with his A game too, because it's not going to be a walk in the park for him. And like I said, I mean, these guys, these young guys, they're hopping out the bed. I know it's a little bit harder for Peterson to get out that bed these days. And, you know, it's just for the time. You know what I mean? So, if he was to, you know, pull this off Saturday night, can he keep that momentum going, at? Because after this, it's probably just bigger, more competitive fights. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, the fights are going to get too much easier after Spence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of my question is, like, if he gets up 100% for this fight, you know, only he knows his body, only he knows his mind frame. But, like, after he – let's say if he did win this fight against Spence, like, would he be able to still keep that momentum going? You know, knowing that he's got nothing but the – you know, knowing he's got nothing but these heavy hitters next, like, you know, for, you know, Porter, knowing he has the – you know, be held to that standard now. Because if you go back and look, of course, Hopkins is a different career, but when he was at light heavyweight, he was handling the easy title holders, and when he won all the belts, when he won all those light heavyweight belts, the next step was Kovalev, and, you know, he couldn't hang with Kovalev.
Exactly. Like,
we knew he wasn't going to be able to hang with
him. Was very strategic, but you know, strategy, that's only going to take you so far, too. And you're still going to come up, you know, it's like playing chess. You're still going to come to a king that, you know what I mean? You can't really throne. You can wean out some of the weaker links and stuff like that. But, you know, once you get to the cream of the crop, you know, it is what it is. And that's what I'm saying about, like, you know, Peterson. Even some guys out there that don't punch that hard, and the pressure. You know, these are the young guys. They can go 12 strong rounds. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the thing about Errol Spence. You know, it's not like he's giving you a whole lot of different looks. It's that constant pressure, 12 rounds, never wavering, you know, that youth in him. You know what I'm saying? And it would just be interesting to see how Peterson, being a little bit older, you know, how he deals with that. With that aspect of the game and the division that he's in right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that kind of
no easy fight for him.
Yeah, it's not an easy fight for either of them, and that kind of, like what you were saying with strategy, you know, it has to be more than strategy. It has to be in Lamont Peterson's game to, like I said, you have to break Errol Spence's will, because that's what's really pushing him to make him a force. You know, that's what's making him come forward and say, hey, you can't hurt me. But Peterson, he has to have something in his game plan that makes him win that respect. And that's pretty much what he, you know, his number one thing is going to have to be to break the will, you know, because like I said, skill wise, we know he's better. But Errol Spence, when it comes to skill, he's like, hey, you know, F your skill, I'm going to walk you down and break you down and destroy you.
And the only thing is. Go ahead.
Because I said that's what he did to Kell Brook. Because, you know, Kell Brook, like we said before, you know, he was the more experienced guy. He has more technique. But we saw what happened to technique whenever somebody with 100% determination, you know, what they can do to you, you know?
Yeah. What they could do to a guy in Kell Brook's shoes at, because I look at it like this, too. You compare Kell Brook and Lamont Peterson, I'm sure it's two total different walks of life. I'm sure Kell Brook wasn't homeless. I'm sure he wasn't exposed to the hardships and some of the, you know, things that Lamont Peterson and his brother had to go through. So that builds a different type of character right there. And, you know what I mean? Alone. And it's like, I don't see you really breaking Lamont Peterson's will. You know, he goes out on his shield to me. You know what I'm saying? He goes out on his shield to me. So it's really left up to him, like you say, to break Spence's will. And the thing about it is, I don't think he's going to do that. He don't have the power to break his will. He's going to have to frustrate this guy and really outbox him and really make him frustrated in there. And to me, that's the only way I see it. And that really comes with just, you know, the boxing skill that, you know, Peterson has. I mean, I don't see the power. He doesn't have the power to make Spence respect him. You know what I'm saying? So he has to frustrate him in there.
Yeah. Yeah, because Peterson, you know, he has decent pop on his punches, but I don't think it is enough to hurt Spence. So
yeah,
he's going to just have to be able to not meet him head on, but he's going to just have to show him that he can hang with him. You know, he's going to have to show him that, hey, I can be in here just as long as you can, but he's going to have to do something just a little bit more to earn the win. And this brings me to the question about the layoffs, like a bit more, you know, older in boxing years. Who do you think of the layoff is going to affect more?
I mean,
because you got to remember, Peterson, his last fight was February of 2017. And, you know, Spence's, his was April of, April or May of 2017.
I mean, just basing it off, like, just the facts and common sense, you would kind of think that the older man, it would affect the older man more. But then I'm thinking about too, and just, you know, memory muscle, you know, Lamont Peterson being older, more training camps in the game longer, you know, does this stuff come back to you quicker? You know what I mean? Yeah. When you've been doing it longer. What do you think about that? You know what I'm saying? Does, yeah. You know, if you, because a lot of it is, you know, muscle memory. Does this stuff, when Peterson gets back in the ring, does this stuff just come all back to him easier because he's been doing it longer than somebody like Errol Spence? I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will come back as far as like just the muscle memory. But I guess, you know, when you think about it physically, though, can he, will his body still be able to just fall into motion so easy? You know what I mean? Like physically, will something be like slowing him down when he feels sluggish? Cause yeah, I just look.
Timing could be off. Yeah. You know, it could be a lot of things, you know?
Yeah. Cause Errol Spence, the Kell Brook fight, it was back in May. So he's had, his layoff wasn't as longer. So it probably won't affect him as much as Peterson's will, but we all know that sparring, and, you know, in fight camps, that's all different than actually being in front of a big crowd, you know. Mm-hmm. That's actually different than being in the ring with that opponent for the night. So I think that Peterson, he has the experience in that part where he could just get up and say, I can get ready. You know, muscle memory might be ready, but physically he might, you know, he's going to warm up faster. He's going to warm up faster just because he is younger.
Yeah. That's why I say, just, you know, on paper, and, you know, when you look at the youth aspect of it, you know, Peterson, you know, just the younger guy, when you're young, you heal quick, you learn quick, you know, it's just, everything is quicker when you're younger. So it's just going to be interesting to see Saturday night. And that's what makes the fight. That's one of the dynamics that's going to make it interesting, because both of these guys have been out the ring for a while. You know what I mean?
It's too long for, you know, especially for a champion to be out of the ring, to me. Right. If Errol Spence, I wanted to see some fight in between. That was a little bit too long for me.
And that's the thing, especially for a young guy. That's what I'm saying. You know, Peterson kind of put his work in already. And, you know, he just hanging around now for good fights, you know, good paydays. You know, he kind of already put the legwork in with his career. You know, these young guys, it's their time. It's their time to prove that they're the cream of the crop right now. It's up to them to lay the burden of proof right now, Ant. You know, Lamont Peterson, his legacy is intact already, dude. You can't do nothing to his legacy, Ant. It's already intact. Right. So, like I say, you know, it's up to the young guys to, you know, solidify their spot in the game, whether it be you know, sending a guy to retirement or putting a big name on their resume, whatever it may be, but it's, you know, it's left up to them to do that. You know, it's like this. If Peterson loses, okay, it's not a big deal. If Errol Spence loses, the path has changed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. It'll definitely shake the division up because then there'll be a lot of questions. You know, there'll be a lot of questions and a lot of questions that people had that they feel will be answered that night about his skill and how good of a champion was he. You know, so that's like you were saying. Okay, Peterson, if he was to lose, okay, you know, we can't knock his legacy. He still is who he is. But if he's to win, that would definitely put a big flair on there and, you know, push him towards the Hall of Fame to me.
Yeah.
Guy fought everybody. And the thing with Peterson, he's always seems like the type of guy that never, you know, talks around a question. Like if you ask him if he's going to fight a guy, he's going to fight him. Mm-hmm. And that's the vibe I always got from a guy like Peterson.
Absolutely.
So
this is a guy who, that's what I'm saying, that, you know, you factor that in too. I mean, this is a guy who he's known not to shy away from dangerous fights. I mean, the Matisse fight, a lot of people probably, you know, were against that fight for him. But, you know, mm-hmm. Just like I say, man, this dude was living on the streets at one time, man. Ain't nothing nobody in the ring can do that can hurt him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was homeless, you know, foster care from the system. So it's nothing that can happen in the ring that I think can, you know, affect this guy mentally anyway, mentally.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a big thing. Yeah, so him getting in there with Spence, yeah, you know he's not scared. He's never been scared. Like, we've never seen him scared in a fight. So, yeah, like you said, living on the streets, you know, what could Spence do to him that hasn't happened to him before?
I mean, and it was some nights he probably didn't eat. You know, some nights it was super cold. We can't even imagine some of the things. I mean, him and his brother had to go through. Being homeless at an early age like that, you know, having to fend for themselves. I mean, boxing literally saved their lives. And another thing that we talk about boxing being like, boxing actually saved these kids' lives. So, I mean, it's just the sport is huge in so many different ways. You know what I mean? But we have to factor in, you know, these kids are coming from two different paths. And, you know, like I say, the Kell Brook, that's what makes Kell Brook say, man, fuck it. I can quit. I don't need this shit, man. My eye, you know, as opposed to Lamar Peterson, like, man, I can't quit. You know what I'm saying? I can't quit. I remember when I was homeless. I can't quit. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I didn't have nothing to eat. I can't quit. You know, those things matter. I could look at Kell Brook and see Kell Brook had a nice upbringing. I mean, I'm not saying he was rich, but I could look at him and see he damn sure wasn't homeless.
Oh yeah, yeah, he was pampered. I mean, and that kind of goes back to fighters in the States versus UK fighters. You know, they can go to a certain point and say, hey, you know, I don't need this. I don't need to take this anymore. I can stop anytime I want. Versus somebody like, you know, Lamont Peterson, they have it in them to keep grinding because that's all they know. Because they never get that respect at some point.
I was about to say, hey, respect. Without boxing, he ain't shit. Without boxing, some of these guys are nothing, man. I mean, I'm a big fan. He's still a decent person. I'm not saying it like that, but to the world, you know, if Lamont Peterson wasn't boxing right now, people wouldn't be checking, oh, I wonder what Lamont Peterson is doing right now. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not his fault. It's just the way it is. So, you know, a guy like that really has to box.
Yeah, because for them, there really is no life after boxing. You know, sadly, I don't like to put it like there is, but they get that feeling that there is no boxing afterlife.
Yeah, they have to make it. Lamont Peterson, he's going to have to make a career after boxing. It's not going to be handed to him, you know, so to speak, like a Paulie, you know, or Roy, just even a commentating job. That's not guaranteed for him. You know, he is a good commentator. You know, he's a very articulate brother, but you know, he's just not the guy that's getting those calls like that, I don't think. You know what I mean?
No, he's not. That's why you can't, can't argue. You want to see this fight. And with this fight, I wouldn't be mad at win. I'm a Spence fan, but at the same time, I'm a Lamont Peterson fan. I've been following Peterson first. So
all day.
I just can't jump off the train and say, I want to favor this guy. I just say, may the best man win. But another thing that really had me looking at this fight at another angle was Lamont Peterson's training, man. That just was insane. You seen it, man?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And you're not going to show him nothing in the ring that he ain't never seen. I mean, some of his training regiments and the focus that he had is scary, man. It's scary.
It is, man, because it's like just the punishment he was putting on his body, and the abs look like he was just matching Spence's abs right there, man. Like just the work with the medicine ball and getting ready, just getting that whole midsection ready and everything he's doing from his strength and conditioning. Haters, they always saying, oh, he ain't ready. They always make their comments, but I'm like, what the hell ain't you seeing that ain't making him ready? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they I don't know what they looking at, and they don't know. I don't know what they looking at. And then, I mean, and at the end of the day, and it really boils down to, how these game plans get executed in the ring that night. But when I see Lamont Peterson training and getting that medicine ball slammed into his core, that's me see that he's playing chess, not checkers, and he's preparing for something that I don't know if Errol Spence's preparing for. You know what I mean? Because we can't forget Lamont Peterson is one of the best body punchers in the game. I mean, he's got some of the most brutal body punches out there. So we see he's training to take some body shots. Is Errol Spence training to take some body shots?
Yeah, because he's going to have to give. He's going to have to take the give, and he knows that.
You're damn right. So, we see Lamar Peterson's, his core, his abs, that core is solid, man. Earl Spence might got a six-pack, but is it solid, though, man? Is it solid? Yeah. That's the difference right there, because we see Lamar Peterson.
Yeah, and the question is, did he get his solid enough for this fight the same way Peterson did? Because when I saw Peterson, the way he was getting it worked, it was like, yeah, this dude, he's covering all angles. He's covering all angles. He's not just covering, hey, I'm going to be dishing punishment out, but I'm prepared to take punishment.
I'm prepared to take punishment. Absolutely. That's my thing, preparing his body to go to war. And some of that stuff is stuff you can only get from experience, and that's what makes it dangerous for Errol Spence too, because it's things that he hasn't seen before because of his age, because of the guys he's faced, because of the calibers of the guys he faced that Lamont Peterson has that you can't take from him.
Yeah.
Take from him. So Saturday night is going down, and to me, I really am looking forward to seeing some really good body work in this fight, Ant. You know what I'm saying?
Either guy.
Yeah, from both guys. That's a lost art out there. Well, a art that's not respected how it used to be. But I'm looking to see some good body work from these guys Saturday. If nothing else, I'm looking forward to seeing some good body work.
Yeah, and I just want to bring this up too. Where it's like, me and you as boxing fans, like, I enjoy just talking about a good fight, talking about the discussion and breakdown. And that's why, when I'm a fan of two guys, I don't even know if I'm going to really make a pick for this one. So, I don't know if people would dislike that. And I don't care if they do or not. But in this situation, like I said, we talk boxing the way we want to. And I just feel like, for me, I can't really pick a guy.
Yeah. And the thing is, I feel the same way, because it's 90% of the fights you can call or make a prediction for. 90% of them, Matt, but it is a few. It's a few fights out there that are kind of tough to call. I mean, the Kell Brook and Errol Spence was a tough fight for me to call because I was a Spence fan. I became a Kell Brook fan later on. You know what I'm saying? So it was hard for me to say, well, damn, I don't know. Kell Brook may take this guy in this, you know, but it's a call, you know, that I saw in my eyes and I took that chance. You know, it didn't turn out that way, but it could have turned out that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, because for me in this situation, it's like, okay, if Peterson gets up on his game, you know, he's the guy that, like I said, he's going to have to break the wheel and earn the respect. If he comes with the experience and on his 100% game plan, he could win. He could easily win. You know, he could win on points. But if he lets up just a little bit, you know, Errol Spence just being the force of nature that he is, it won't take as much for him to beat Peterson as it would for Peterson to beat Spence at this point. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Like Spence right now, since he's younger and stronger and has that, you know, the power and the will, he can just use a few things to beat Peterson. But Peterson, he's going to have to use a little bit more now. He's going to have to use a little bit more at this stage. Yeah. So
he's going to have to dig deep.
That's how I say, yeah. And, I can't forget, too, another level, you know, Robert Easter Jr. versus Javier Fortuna is on this card. And it's kind of the same situation. It's kind of the same situation. He's facing the guy who, in Fortuna, he's 33-1. Yeah. He got more experience. So this is kind of Robert Easter, his coming out fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is kind of like another fight that's going to put him in there with a game guy he's facing a guy who has faced adversity. So I think that he's gonna have to work a little bit harder than what we've seen him in the past. You know, he's gonna have to me, start early and do something that he needs to do more of his height. You know, he's tall for 135 pounder, you know, yeah, so
definitely.
You definitely have to use his height and reach to fight a guy like Fortuna. And same with Peterson. Fortuna, he's gonna have to be the more experienced guy. He's gonna have to, you know, kind of frustrate a guy like Robert Easter and earn his respect. And if he can, you know, make him look amateurs, if he can, you know, that he's just gonna have to be that type of fighter. But we got some good fights, man. These are good fights on this card, man.
At the end of Saturday night, we should have the answer to a lot of questions that, you know, a lot of boxing fans probably have floating around in their head about all four guys. You know what I mean? About all four guys. So I'm looking forward to Saturday night, man. I really am excited.
Yeah, same here, man. Like I said, for this fight, I just say may the best man win.
Yeah, may the best man win. And like I said, for the people who, the diehard boxing fans, I mean, you guys should be in for a treat. I'm going to be careful with my words now because of that Riggin Diao fight, but the real boxing fans, they should be in for a treat because this should be a very interesting match. I'm not saying it's going to be a bomb burner or the best fight. It should be interesting, you know? So that's more for the diehard boxing fans, interesting, you know what I mean? Interesting,
yeah.
You know, not exciting necessarily, interesting. That's something different.
Yeah, we know the hardcore fans, they won't be disappointed with this matchup and the result.
Like I said, I want to be careful with that because the Riggin Diao, you know, I've been giving fights a lot of energy and some of them haven't been. I mean, we can't control that, Ant, but, you know, I mean, dude, I'm still reeling over that, you know, the outcome of that fight or whatever. So, I mean,
I am too, man.
You know what I'm saying? And it's still not sitting right.
That was a bad way to end the year. It wasn't even like in the middle of the year. It was like at the end of the year. We thought this was like this big matchup between two of the best guys in lower weights. And they neither one of them went, you know, like I said, neither one of them came to impress. So.
It had all of, you know, the makings for a really, really tremendous fight. And, you know, we definitely built it up and tried to project it that way, but it didn't live up to the hype. But hopefully, you know, that was 2017. People looked at that fight and maybe and said, all right, 2018, ain't nobody going out like that. And I really don't want to see nobody quitting in 2018. I mean, unless you are severely hurt. I don't want a guy in there and, you know, taking unnecessary punishment and putting his life in harm's way. But, I mean, come on, you know, some of the stuff we've seen in, you know, the last few years has kind of been laughable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I hope that trend is a trend that we can kind of try to get away from, man. You know, I mean, guys quitting. It's not like the towel's getting thrown in on guys, man. We got guys quitting. So
yeah, because, like you said, it's one thing if your trainer says, hey, you had enough, or the referee says you had enough. But when the actual fighter has it in him to say, you know, I'm not going back out there, you know. Yeah, what does that say about the guy? What does that say? It's just it just leaves that bad taste in your mouth. You know, you're like, damn, man, is it like that? Like, you can't help but take away from him, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm still kind of, you know, just wrestling with that with that fight, because I mean, in my mind, it was a fight that they couldn't fail. In my mind, it was a fight that couldn't fail, and guess what? It failed. So, you know, anything is possible. You know, boxing, we all know anything can happen in boxing. So it's just part of the game, man. I just hope that in 2018, we don't get too much of that.
Yeah, I know, man. Hopefully we don't, man. One is enough. One is too many.
Man, that one will last me for the next 5-6 years, man. I ain't going to lie. I don't need to see another one for about 5 or 6 years after that one. I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
It was, man. But, yeah, man, that's pretty much all I got. How about you, man? Anything else you want to say in closing here?
No, you know, just that I do want the fans to know the Ant, you know, we was kind of under the gun. You know, I thought this fight was, you know, next weekend. And I kind of wanted to do a two-part breakdown for the fans because the fight was so, there's so many different levels to the fight, but you know, we kind of ran out of time and crammed everything into this one episode. But we went out our way to do this episode. It's snowing outside, you know, we couldn't really do it how we normally do, but it's just that important to us, y'all, that we cover certain fights. I know it is for me, and I know it is for you too, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I really was having issues with us not being able to do two parts on this, but
oh, yeah, because you were the one who talked about that. Yeah, because I understand, like, when you mentioned it to me about doing a two-parter for this one, that's whenever it kind of opened my eyes and said, hey, man, this fight is serious, you know, because it's the first one of 2018, and, you know, this is a make-or-break fight for both guys, you know, in different aspects of it. But, yeah, it's like there's so many levels to this fight. If you're a hardcore fan, you understand that.
Right.
But, yeah, man, that's what I say, like, yeah, this is the best we could do under these conditions. It's snow, but I mean, yeah, we had to come through and do one, man.
Yeah, but that's you know, just our commitment to the game and to the sport, and you know, it's something that, you know, we love doing, and we you know, we go out our way to bring this to y'all. We're not doing this for ourselves. We doing it for the fans. You know, we get enjoyment out of it, but you know, it's really for the fans. So we want to have those, you know. We do want to be covering the fights, the major, major fights out there. We want you guys to hear our perspectives on it. So that's all I really wanted to say, though.
Oh, yeah, same here. But y'all can expect, we'll definitely do a post-fight on this one. Definitely do a post-fight. But like I always say, you know, that's all we got. So just make sure y'all subscribe to us on Google Play, iTunes, and SoundCloud. And, you know, shout out to our followers on Instagram. You know, keep following us on there. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and IG. I'm about to go chill it out now, man. My name's Ant.
Your boy P.
I sign off. Peace.